The U.S. is number 19 on the annual ranking by the World Happiness Report. We're just behind Belgium, and the Czech Republic is just behind us. Our Canadian neighbors come in at number 9, by the way. By some measures, from the years 1946 to 1970, happiness levels remained unchanged despite rising incomes and wealth. So what is it that's pushing us to unhappiness today? Our next guest has an idea. Jeffrey Sachs is university professor and director for sustainable development at Columbia University. He's an economist, author, and editor of numerous books and a global leader in sustainable development. He wrote Chapter 7 of the World Happiness Report called Addiction and Unhappiness in America. Jeffrey, thanks a lot for joining us.
It's a pleasure to be with you.
Before we get into the importance of addiction as part of this story, can you talk about this growing attempt to measure happiness, not just economic productivity, but happiness in countries around the world?
Well, as your story mentioned, already it's 30 years ago when Professor Richard Easterlin at University of Pennsylvania noted that our incomes are rising, but our happiness is not rising. That was more than 30 years ago. It has not only remained the case in the United States, but incomes continued to go up, but unhappiness actually has also gone up in this case. In other words, Americans are less happy than they were. And yet, what do we watch every day? Did the gross domestic product go up? We don't pay attention to the fact that our well-being, our sense of life satisfaction is declining in this country. And indeed, we're seeing other measures that show our worry, our anxieties, our anger is rising. America's one of the most worried societies in the whole world, according to data that Gallup just published recently on emotions around the world. I think it's very concerning for the United States.
And you wrote that chapter for this edition of the World Happiness Report, looking at addiction in the United States. And people might go to a drug addiction, opioid addiction. You're looking more broadly than that. We are kind of, we have addictive personalities, it sounds like, in the United States.
Well, I think we have addictive tendencies, partly because we have an unregulated business sector, for example, the fast food industry, which has fought against any regulation that stops them or would stop them from addicting us with very unhealthy foods that have contributed now to the highest obesity rate in the entire world. We have, of course, an online epidemic of addictions, of gaming, of video, of the time that young people are spending on screens, which is absolutely shocking, actually, averaging 8 hours a day for adolescent groups, according to recent data. We have an opioid epidemic in part because we had really disgusting behavior by pharmaceutical companies that were giving paybacks to doctors to prescribe painkillers that the company knew to be addictive. Now we have an epidemic in this country. We have soaring numbers of suicides. And again, to a significant extent, it is about corporate behavior that has been winked at by the political class, which takes money from these corporations. So I don't think it's an American personality per se. I think we probably share personalities with the rest of the world. But I do think it is a political environment that is toxic to well-being right now.
So how do you start to turn something like that around?
One good way to do it is to look at the countries that are consistently much happier than the United States. In this year's ranking, it's Finland, Denmark, Norway, Iceland, Netherlands, Switzerland, Sweden, New Zealand, Canada, and Austria, rounding out the top 10. And all of those countries reduce stress levels in society because they guarantee health care. They don't pile up massive debts on the backs of students. They take care of the poor. They don't leave people struggling the way that American society does right now. And they don't have a political culture which is really a fear-mongering culture, the way President Trump and his ilk lead us right now. And I think that this is also raising the stress in American society, because confidence in government has plummeted, understandably. Confidence in each other has plummeted. So we've become a very hard-edged, rather nasty place compared to the places that are kinder and softer and happier.
Talking to Jeffrey Sachs from Columbia University. He's an economist and author. We're looking at happiness around the world and declining happiness, apparently, in the United States. He says addiction in various forms is driving our unhappiness in part. Jeffrey, what you were just talking about, I mean, there is definitely an attitude, a celebrated idea, of course, of the American individual, the rugged individual. It's up to us to make our own way and figure out our own happiness that I think is leads some people, some politicians, to be suspicious of what you're talking about, the idea that at the government level, they should be focused on our individual happiness.
I don't trust those politicians for a moment. They're on the take. What I observe happening in Washington is massive corruption, politicians taking billions of dollars from corporate interests, whether it's the NRA or whether it's big oil or whether it's Wall Street. They may parrot the idea of individualism, but what they're really doing is acting out a corrupt practice, and they leave industries that are doing great harm to the American people, massively overcharging for medicines or addicting Americans with medicines through this kind of kickback. They just turn their eyes away. Then they tell us about don't be like Europe, but actually it's the European countries that are much happier, that have much less stress in the society, that have a much healthier work-life balance. So these politicians may talk a good game, but I think that they're basically on the corporate take.
So as you're painting the system there, it sounds like there's no way to improve things. If the system is that flawed and corrupt, what would be a prescription to making the changes that would make individuals happier?
We do need to change the system, and I think the only way it's going to be changed is by voting for politicians that say they're not going to take corporate money. Because I do think fundamentally we are trapped right now with a kind of economic system which caters to the super rich, which caters to the big corporate lobbies, and which pays the politicians to do their bidding. And it's leading to epidemics. It's leading to poor health in our society. We actually have falling life expectancy in the United States, if you can imagine that. A rich country like ours that spends twice as much as any other country in the world on healthcare because of the jacked up healthcare prices, and our life expectancy has declined 2 years in a row. What can we do about it? We can elect politicians that are not corrupted by corporate money. I think this is really going to be our only solution.
There is a lot of advice and information out there that tackles each of the problems that you're talking about as far as various forms of addiction as an individual issue, as something for people to solve themselves. Do you think that is part of the story, that people need to be aware of, whether it's an online addiction, a fast food addiction, or what have you? Is there some individual responsibility that could end up collectively helping us all?
I think awareness by people of how others are trying to addict them, how fast foods are trying to addict them, how the drug industry has trapped them, how the online industry uses all sorts of devices to try to keep their eyes on the screen, because that's what allows the advertising revenues to be hyped. That is important. Of course, in our own lives, we have to try as best we can to live lives that don't get ourselves trapped into these addictions. But this is a social phenomenon. It is not the sum of individual Americans that just suddenly became addicted to opioids. This is something that goes beyond that. It is not just that Americans suddenly became the most obese society in the world, far and away above the other high-income countries. This is something about our politics and about how our society is running. And you are completely right that it comes under this veneer of individualism, but that's phony, and it is a corporate ploy.
All right, so it all sounds really gloomy. Do you feel any sense of optimism here, Jeffrey, in our last minute or so?
I do, because I travel around the world to places that are actually happier and doing fine, and I see that it's completely within our reach. And Canada is an example of that. Northern Europe are good examples. What we need to do is to understand, as we enter this new political cycle, why we are trapped by hate-mongering politicians and by corrupt politicians on the take, and how we can get out of it. Fortunately, we have a democracy. We can vote for a system that reduces the stress levels that average Americans are facing.
We'll leave it there. Jeffrey, thanks for joining us today.
Great to be with you. Thank you.
That's Jeffrey Sachs, University Professor and Director for Sustainable Development at Columbia University. He's an economist and author. He's joined us to talk about how addictions are affecting happiness here in the United States.